Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the roots on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcast all over these great United States by USA Radio Network. So, first of all, remember the TV show Entourage? The brother of the movie star used to always say, "Victory!" That's how I feel today. Victory! Biden concedes defeat after a Trump judge overturns the mask mandate and says it's up to Americans whether they want to wear masks on airplanes. We've won, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, we've won. After a year and a half, almost 2 years, of me ranting about vaccines and masks and lockdowns, the winds are coming in bunches. Because on the same day that we declare victory, no more masks, take your masks and stick them where the sun doesn't shine, the Homeland Security Secretary, his name is Xavier Becerra for Joe Biden, has now admitted that COVID vaccines kill people of color, blacks and Latinos, at twice the rate of whites. Folks, I've been arguing for a year and a half now not to take the vaccine, that the vaccine is killing people, that the VAERS report, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, says 27,000 Americans are dead. And Columbia University says multiply times 20. Because a very tiny percentage of doctors ever reports it when a patient dies at their hands. So after studying the VAERS system for 30 years, Columbia says you got to multiply times 20. So let's do the math right now. What is 27,000 times 20? 540,000 could be dead from the vaccines. And all I've ever heard from liberals on the left is that I'm lying, that I'm wrong, that I don't know what I'm talking about. Follow the science. And all I've heard from Republicans is dead silence. No backing. It turns out Wayne Root was right for the first day. The deaths are piling up. And now it's admitted by the Homeland Security Secretary of the United States of America. And no coincidence, on the same day we find out that three sailors, young kids, found dead in less than a week on the USS George Washington aircraft carrier. And the Navy will not provide their cause of death. Since when do young sailors die? Since when do young athletes die in droves like they're dying? Since when do soccer players drop dead in droves? Since when are deaths up 86% from year to year for millennials in their 20s and 30s and 40s? Up 80%+. This is stunning. Stunning. It's all, the only difference between this year and last year is the vaccine. And millennials, fit young people are dying, fit young athletes are dying, fit young military people are dying. Now, yesterday I read you my commentary that was syndicated around the country by Creator Syndicate every weekend. It appears in newspapers around the country thanks to Creator Syndicate. Thank you, creators. It was titled, "The Plan to Destroy America was built around electing a brain-dead sock puppet hiding in the basement with masks and diapers, and now everyone knows it." And this was based on my speech with Donald Trump last week in Florida. It was a Wayne Root Donald Trump event. It was supposed to be a Wayne Root event at Club 45, the biggest Donald Trump fan club in the world. But when Trump heard that his friend Wayne Root was speaking, he said, "I want to come." And so Trump got up on the stage with me, and we spoke back to back in front of thousands. 2,000 tickets sold out in 20 minutes. And I told people what my speech was all about, and basically what it was about was Cloward Piven, what I learned at Columbia University, the plan being carried out today. But to do it, Cloward Piven is about overwhelming the system with welfare and debt causing a collapse of the U.S. economy and thereby introducing socialism into America, killing capitalism and introducing socialism to save the people with big government. But I said they needed a front man who would not scare the American voting public, a friendly, smiling, old, feeble white man that threatens no one from the D.C. establishment, Joe Biden. It was even better if he had dementia, because then they could easily manipulate this pathetic old man into signing and doing anything that these communist radical traitors put in front of him. And then they needed to open the borders like never before, encouraging millions of criminals and welfare addicts to illegally come across the border and overwhelm the system with crime, welfare, and debt. This is Cloward and Piven updated for the year 2022. And don't forget, those same millions of illegals coming over the border never have to take a COVID test and have no mandates for masks and no mandates for vaccines. And then they're put on planes and trains and spread all over the United States, even if they're sick. And I said, as a bonus, you can count on all these foreigners to overwhelm the voting system, too, not just the economy and the debt, but the voting system, thereby outvoting American-born citizens. And then I said, throw into this poisonous mix COVID lockdowns, vaccine mandates, massive inflation, and communist, racist, transgender brainwashing of our young people. What a toxic mix. And this is the plan being carried out today by the brain-dead sock puppet Biden and all the people behind him. Behind the brain-dead sock puppet are some really smart people. Barack Hussein Obama, George Soros, Klaus Schwab, and the Chinese Communist Party. And today the plan has been rebranded as the Great Reset to destroy the middle class, destroy small business, and destroy the America that you know and love that created the most millionaires and the most mobility and the most middle class people and the most success and the most business owners of any country in the history of civilization. They used a non-threatening white-haired Biden to convince naive, welfare-addicted, low-information voters to vote for a harmless grandfather without realizing they were really voting for the destruction of America and the end of capitalism. And then for good measure, they rigged the election with mail-in ballots because of COVID set up by the Chinese Communist government who sent COVID our way. And they put mail-in ballots with no voter ID and no signature match and no Republicans in the room when the count was being taken. So I wrote that, and now a new poll is out. Republicans see Biden as being more harmful than Putin. Damn straight. You're damn right he is. Republicans are seeing straight. The rest of the country is brainwashed, indoctrinated, drinking Kool-Aid, ready for Jim Jones at Guyana. If you can't see the Biden, forget Putin. Putin's done nothing to me. Putin's done nothing to America. But Biden, Biden's destroying this country every minute, or at least the people behind him, the communist radical cabal of traitors behind them are. So now in the last few minutes of this segment, let me go over some of the things that are Cloward Piven updated for 2022. Number one, nobody at Columbia in my day, 1979 through 83, even thought about a racist war on white people and patriots. And of course, that's happening every day in this country, every college, every public school. They're all brainwashing children with critical race theory that white people are evil. The entire white race is evil. All white people are automatically racist. It's in our blood. And America was founded by whites. And America's evil. And America's bad. And then, of course, is the war on morality and Christianity, which is on display in our education system and our teachers' unions and our colleges and our government and Disney. Corporations like Disney, woke liberal corporations like Disney, have lost their entire perspective. They think they should risk their entire billion-dollar company on transgender education to kindergartners. Who would have thought of that in 1983? Nobody. And killing the entire energy industry. Killing oil, killing coal, killing nuclear, killing natural gas, killing fracking. Who would have thought of that in 1983? No one. So that the middle class is going to wind up spending not $200 a month on heating their homes and air conditioning their homes, but that bill is going to go to $1,000 a month and the middle class will be wiped out. This is Cloward Piven updated for 2022. And how about the Supreme Court? We just agreed. Mitt Romney just approved a new Supreme Court judge who seems to love pedophiles and sex, child sex perverts. 10 separate cases she took involving child sex perverts and pedophiles. And in every case, she gave the absolute minimum sentence you could ever give. And Mitt Romney looked at that and said, yeah, she's perfectly qualified for the highest court in the land. Let's go for it. The same woman who could not define what a woman is. They asked her, what's a woman? Can you define what a woman is? No, I can't define that. They should have asked her. That was a big mistake. Okay, let me ask you this. Are you a woman? If your answer is no, then you can't be on the Supreme Court because we're staring at a woman. If you're not a woman, then there's something mentally wrong with you. You can't be on the Supreme Court. And if her answer is yes, you got her. I thought you couldn't define a woman. How could you be a woman? But that's the decline of America right there, that we would put on the Supreme Court the most radical leftist communist person who loves transgenders, loves, obviously, pedophiles, pedophile's best friend, on the Supreme Court, not even blink an eye about it. That's still Cloward Piven, because that's just the decline of America, the end of America, the destruction of America. And then COVID vaccines, my God, the death of people from COVID vaccines, and the people forced out of their jobs, the middle-class people who lost their jobs, the cops, the firemen, the paramedics who lost their jobs, the nurses who lost their jobs, and the crime wave across America. Every big city destroyed by crime and shoplifting. No retail store can survive. The inflation, the gas prices, the food shortages, and the food shortages that are coming, that will be overwhelming. And then the open borders. My God, the open borders is the way to make Cloward Piven a reality in the year 2020. If you can't make everyone in America get on welfare, just bring the entire world into America, over the border, illegally, and put all of them on welfare from cradle to grave and destroy this country and bury it in debt. And let them all vote. There's Cloward Piven 2020. It's all laid out by your friend Wayne Allyn Root. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health here. Listen, if you're like me, I was on a yo-yo for 10 years, man. That is a lot of ups and downs. Lose 10, gain 20. Lose 20, gain 30. Felt bad, brain fog, bone on bone on my knees. But I got great news for you. I learned that every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. We need something that's simple, that's scientific, that's sustainable. And I found it. For 25 years, I've been the same shape and size. I rebuilt the cartilage in my knees. I reversed high blood pressure, and you can too. Hey, do you know that a typical woman loses 15 to 20 pounds of fat? A man loses 20 to 30 every 4 weeks. Be a skeptic. Look, log on today to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I never stop believing. Never, ever, ever, ever. Welcome to the Root Dome. Wayne Allyn Root, we're on Unfiltered, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Your conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist coming to you from the house that Root built on USA Radio, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. I shoot from the hip, speak from the heart, let it fly, and take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA, in the immortal words of General George Washington: if you want peace, prepare for war. And that's what we do every day on the show. We prepare for war. The sponsor of this segment of the show, Kyle LeBrew, for Congress, the only congressman in 435 districts in America who's got a national ad campaign on my national show, even though he's running in just district, CD4 in Missouri. Missouri's 4th congressional district. He's running a national ad campaign. He wants to be a leader among the freshman class, and this is how you do it. Listen to this guy. He is smart. Kyle LeBrew for Congress. He says, we don't need more Republicans in Congress. We need Republican warriors, fighters, men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the corporate ladder. The political ladder. Kyle LeBrew is an entrepreneur, American first, conservative, a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District, a conservative Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. And he's not one of those career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. He understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Support Kyle LeBrew, no matter where you are in this country, no matter where you are listening right now. Send something. Send a 20. Send a 50. Send a 10. Send a 5. Send a $100 bill. A conservative fighter for Congress to Kyle LeBrew. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. That's where you donate. KyleLeBrew.com. I love this guy. This little live read is paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. If him and I were together on the same stage, it would be Kyle LeBrew and the Jew. Wayne Allyn Root. Come on, that's funny. That's funny. Come on, give me a break. That's the thing about me. I don't worry about offending anybody. I'm Jewish, so I don't care. What do I give a crap? I like to have fun. I like to make it interesting. I like to liven things up. I like to have energy. I like to have comedy. I like to entertain. This show is never boring. It is pedals to the metals, balls to the walls. So let's dig into this poll. It's Republicans see Biden as being more harmful than Putin. A new Morning Consult poll revealed that 83% of Republicans believe that the world would be better off without Putin in office. However, 84% believe the same thing about Joe Biden. I love it. I love it. In comparison to 7 out of 8 Republicans believing Biden's presence in the White House is harmful to the world, only 17% of Democrats are of the same opinion. Well, what a shock. But with midterms coming up, Democrats likely to be alarmed by the number of independents who believe the world would be better off without Biden in office, 51%. Only 34% of independents believe the world would be worse off without Biden in command. The poll results more broadly reflect the fact that Biden, who theoretically received the most votes of any president in history, now that's funny, has seen his approval ratings plummet. According to a CNBC poll, and you know that's a Democrat-leaning, communist-run poll that oversamples Democrats, Biden's approval rating is now a new rock bottom of 38%. That's in a CNBC poll. CNBC is a bunch of liberals, a bunch of commies that hate America and hate Biden, excuse me, hate Trump and hate Republicans. How do I know? Because I was supposed to be the star of CNBC. That's how I know. Well, actually, I was the star of CNBC in 1989 and 1990. But in the early 2000s, I was chosen to be the star of two new shows on CNBC until they decided that my conservative politics were not wanted. And in the middle of my lawyer negotiating my monstrous salary, my monstrous seven-figure salary to host two shows, they fired me because Jeffrey Zucker was in charge of NBC and said, you can't hire a conservative. And I was gone, just like that. Great decision, CNBC. Your network is so exciting. It's like 100,000 people a day watch CNBC. It's almost as bad as CNN. Boring, boring people. Watching wet paint dry. Unbelievable. They could have had Wayne Root and would have gone on a run, on a tear. But they're too stupid to understand what sells and who appeals to the average American. I appeal to the average American. The people they've got on CNN and CNBC don't appeal to anybody. They are boring. And their views are out of step with America. All the things I was talking about in the last segment, Cloward and Piven on steroids, it really is true. The rigged election, the crime wave in big cities, the inflation, the gas prices, the shoplifting, the food shortages, the Hunter Biden laptop, the corruption, the open borders. Wow. America is in big, big trouble.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden back at the White House Tuesday night after spending some time in New Hampshire highlighting the role of ports in U.S. commerce.
This port supports over 2,300 jobs, adds $275 million to this region's economy.
Biden visiting the New Hampshire Port Authority at Portsmouth Harbor and talking about supply chain bottlenecks related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The parents of the alleged Michigan high school shooter will not have their bond reduced. An Oakland County judge refusing to bring it down from $500,000 to $100,000. She did accept James and Jennifer Crumley's wishes to be co-defendants in the case, represented by the same attorney, and tentatively set their manslaughter trial for October 24th. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Roots on Fire. This is the final countdown to the end of America. I'm just kidding. It's not really that bad yet. But it's getting there on May 23rd, when they end Title 42. That could be the countdown to the end of America. I mean, they're hitting us from a thousand directions. So really what this should be, this show should be the countdown to the second American Civil War, the countdown to the second American Revolution. Because if we don't fight back now, it will be the end of America. Tangible investments is fighting back. That's one way to fight back, because as inflation overwhelms this country, and it's getting worse by the day, it's a tsunami, it's a tornado, it's a hurricane, it is an earthquake. It will destroy your savings. It will destroy everything you've got as it gets worse and worse and becomes Weimar Republic-like and Zimbabwe-like. Gas prices, energy prices, grocery prices, used car prices, through the roof. What can you do to protect yourself and your family? You've got to fight back. Only gold, silver, rare coins, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals, and they guarantee the best customer service. When you say war for Wayne Allyn Root, you get the best customer service and the best guaranteed lowest prices in America. Tangible Investments has 40 years' experience and billions of dollars in transactions. Call 800-384-41, 800-384-41, or visit TII1.com. Make sure you tell them Wayne Root sent you. 800-384-41. All right, we've got Josh Manning on the line. Josh Manning with today's most popular stories at his website, westernjournal.com. Josh is the senior news editor at westernjournal.com, one of the most popular conservative websites in the country. And we're going to talk about the most popular stories right there at westernjournal.com. Josh, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Wayne, I'm great. How are you today?
I am fantastic. So I think we would start with this Disney story and with this wonderful new Florida anti-grooming bill that protects five-year-olds. And Jen Psaki was crying today. She was fighting back tears, fake crocodile tears, I assume, over the success of Florida's anti-grooming bill. Hit us with the story.
What is going on with this, Wayne? So, Jen Psaki, White House spokesman, the woman who always circles back but never quite gets there, she was asked today on a podcast hosted by Jessica Yellen, and I feel like I should know Jessica's name, but I don't. It's a podcast where Psaki was asked about the Florida parental rights bill. And as you and I know, Wayne, and I think probably a lot of people listening know, this is not a vicious, discriminatory, horrible bill. This is a bill that says you can't teach children essentially 8 years and younger. You can't teach them about sexuality in the school in inappropriate ways. In inappropriate ways. The bill actually says that, in inappropriate ways. Psaki goes on this podcast and she says, I'm sorry, guys, I'm sorry. I'm going to get emotional about this issue because it's horrible. And I can't, Wayne, for the life of me, figure out what makes it horrible. She goes on to say, this is an issue that makes me completely crazy. It's the kids who are bullied, and then all these leaders are taking steps to hurt them and hurt their lives and hurt their families, Psaki said. So there are multiple layers of the legislation that are, quote, outrageous. So, Wayne, we've heard about this for weeks now, and the thing that nobody points out, the thing that I'm trying to point out, is that the word inappropriate is in the bill. So if you're arguing against the bill, if you're saying you're against the bill, then what you're saying is you are for inappropriately discussing sex with five-year-olds. And apparently the White House press secretary is for that. That's the only way I know how to read this, Wayne.
Well, that's not how Disney reads it. Disney reads it as, if you don't teach all five-year-olds about transgenderism and you don't convince them to change their sex, then you are evil and you are killing, because that's what Mayor Pete said, you're killing little children if you don't teach it. These people are certifiably insane and even more accurately evil. I don't know what else to say. They're evil.
Now, we've talked about that in the newsroom before, and you have to wonder how much of this is coming from people, these people who want to sexualize children, how much of this is coming from people who were themselves abused, and maybe they feel like, oh, if I can make an argument that this is good, then that awful thing that happened to me years ago, maybe it's not as bad as it feels like it was. I don't know. I think some amount of this is a function of just injured human beings, but there is another very dark part of this that is just pure evil.
Yeah, what makes you think, I think you're being way too nice, Josh Manning, what makes you think this is about people who were abused? How do you know this isn't about the abusers? Like, as an example, Disney isn't full of people who were abused. Disney seems to be filled with employees who are the abusers, who are into child porn and child pedophilia. How many Disney employees have been arrested in the last few years in child porn stings? Tons of them.
Right. We don't know. So that's a great question. We don't know how many of the people pushing this have been abused. It may be that there's a much higher number than we would know. We do know that abuse tends to perpetuate like that, right? If you were abused as a child, the chances that you will turn into an abuser go way, 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 way up. So maybe that's actually what we're seeing, is that the people pushing this, the people wanting to talk sex with kids, the people wanting to sexualize children, maybe it is the case that actually they were sexualized too when they were younger, and this just allows them to process it. I'm not saying it's a good thing. It is horrible, but I'm wondering if that explains some of it. If not, if that doesn't explain some of it, then it is just nothing but pure evil all the way down the line. And maybe that's what it is. I do think a huge chunk of this is pure evil. And you see that, well, I don't want to get ahead of us, but if we talk about the libs of TikTok thing, I mean, you see it in that story too.
You know, I was immersed, I'll admit this on the air for the first time, I was immersed as a child in something, too. I was immersed in capitalism. My father, the butcher, taught me that you're going to be rich someday because America's great, and you're a smart kid, and you're going to go to Columbia University, you're going to graduate number one in your high school class, you're going to go to Columbia, and you're going to go out and get filthy rich in the greatest country in the history of the world. That's all I ever heard. My father didn't talk about gay, straight, lesbian, he didn't talk about transgenders, he didn't talk about and he didn't abuse anybody. All he did all day long was tell me how great America was, and he's a butcher, and I'm going to be a United States senator or a millionaire businessman. He was a great man, and that's what I learned, and then I went and did that. And so I could see why these people get abused, and then they go out and abuse. Because whatever you are immersed in as a child is what you eventually become. And I was immersed, Josh, in capitalism. My great dad, David Root, all day long brainwashed me into believing how great America was, and you know, what a shocker, America turned out to be great. And was great to Wayne Root. So all these people who don't do well in America, I think it's because they believe America sucks, and so therefore you are predetermined, predestined to fail. And I was predestined to succeed because positive thinking works.
You know, James Dobson, the family psychologist who started Focus on the Family, he wrote a book called Children Are Wet Cement. Children are wet cement.
Right.
And I think that goes to what you're saying, man. I mean, you imprint on them some very important things early on, and that dries, and that is them. It is very hard to change after a certain age. And, Wayne, I think that's why they're wanting to get to these kids so early. They want to change them. They know they're wet cement. They want to normalize immoral, deviant behavior and say that it's good and say that it's great and hope that it will stick to them the rest of their lives. But, Wayne, it's going to break. I can't remember if you and I have talked about this or not, but 10 years down the line, 20 years down the line, when all of these people are trying to get reversals and when all of these people are filing lawsuits against the psychiatrists who told them that they had gender dysphoria and that they should get treated and the surgeons who did the treatment, it is going to be very interesting to see what happens 10 or 20 years down the road when all of this falls apart, because it's not natural. It's not normal. It is not a good thing.
Well, how about when they sue the schools? How about when they sue the schools? When the schools hid it from their parents and convinced them and urged them to change their sex and to take drugs to limit their puberty and limit what's going on with their body.
And what's not that? Tell the parents about it.
And not
they
tell the parents,
in
right.
In private, behind closed doors where the parents can't say. No wonder the left is terrified about these bills that will give parents access to curriculum and let them decide curriculum. They are terrified of it because no parent in his right mind would let this kind of stuff happen. And, frankly, the parents who would let this happen ought to have their kids taken away.
Right. Oh, no, agreed. Agreed. No, it's sick stuff going on in this country, just sick. And so one of my fans mentioned it the other day. You know, I wish I'd read the letter out loud, but I forgot to download the letter and put it in front of myself. But one of my fans, Josh, wrote me a letter and said that she loves my show and she loves me and lives and die every day for the show to come on, but she wants to let me know that her daughter was convinced in Las Vegas schools to become a boy, and her daughter now thinks she's a boy and is going to have surgery, and she's so broken up about it. She's destroyed about it. They hid it from her. They did it to her behind her back. They wouldn't let the parents find out about it. She didn't know anything about it. And now it's all come out. So this is going on every day in public schools across America. It's disgusting, and I believe it's criminal. They should put these educators in prison who are doing this. This is criminal stuff. You have no right to do it without parents' knowledge, and you have no right to brainwash kids into believing that they're transsexual or they are, you know, transgender, or that they should change their identities. It's sick. Josh, we're headed to a quick break. When we get back, more with Josh Manning and the biggest news stories today at WesternJournal.com. WesternJournal.com. Great site. Go check it out. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and we shall return. My website, RootForAmerica.com. Root, R-O-O-T, ForAmerica.com. And you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I was the guest host again today, as I do every Tuesday on the Alex Jones Show. Gave out my email, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and have over 100 emails waiting from people who watch the Alex Jones Show and said, wow, love Wayne Allyn Root. Great stuff. Great stuff. Love to hear from all of you. WayneRoot@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader.
Hi,
Super this Bowl is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste, despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895. EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the emails I'm getting, I'm on top of my game today. People are really enjoying the show and feeling like the truth is coming out. Cloward Piven, the Great Reset. And by the way, if you're going to do all this stuff, you got to look good doing it. If you're going to be a conservative, you got to look good, you got to feel good, you got to reverse age. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and they have reversed aged me, I swear to you. I really do believe that. They reversed aged me. I looked at a picture, as I've said on the show before, of me in 2011 at Freedom Fest, the famous event that goes on each summer in Vegas. I'll be at Freedom Fest this year as well. I'm the judge of their big debate about legalized drugs, and then they're setting up a second debate about Donald Trump and is he good for the GOP. And it'll be Wayne Root against a very famous anti-Trumper who has not been announced yet. But they're going down a list of the biggest names in all of politics who hate Trump. So this will be the debate of all debates. But having said that, Freedom Fest, 11 years ago, picture me with Steve Forbes. And I look older and not as healthy and overweight. And I wasn't overweight, but I just look kind of swollen compared to now, where I look so thin and so healthy, and I've reverse aged. I look 10 or 15 years younger now than I did 10 or 11 years ago because of Energized Health. That's the only thing that changed. I literally became a client of Energized Health, and I did the Energized Health program, and I lost 25 pounds of fat, including mostly dangerous in-body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle. Did that all in 88 days. Now 16 months later, I look great. John and Chelsea Jubilee, owners of Energized Health, have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. No one else has the science of inner body hydration, and right now you get 40% off by just saying WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. 40% off the Wayne Root Decisive Action Discount. Just say WAR, and it's 40% off the bill. EnergizedHealth.com or call directly 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, EnergizedHealth.com. All right, Josh Manning. We're back with Josh, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, for today's most popular story. So you were telling me in the break that the most popular guy in the world right now at
in your forums at Western Journal is Elon Musk. Why don't you elaborate on that, Josh?
Oh, my gosh. So the Western Journal audience is absolutely in love with Elon Musk. And you and I were talking about this at the break, Wayne. I can't tell if they love Elon or if they just love the idea that he is – well, I won't use the term I used on the break, that he's pooping on Twitter. And I think they like both of the things. The biggest story we have had, the most popular story we have had in months, went out yesterday. I'm going to give you the headline for it. Musk makes big Twitter announcement. Board salary will be $0 if I take over. The audience just went crazy for it. And I think, Wayne, I'd love to hear your take on this. You're a business guy. I think they absolutely love that Elon, the idea that he's, one, going to clean house over there, and that, two, he is going to screw over all of these people who have been trying to screw conservatives over for years now. The same people who silenced Donald Trump. The same people who give terrorists a platform. The same people who are fine with porn being on there. The same people who attack conservatives. I think the world is ready, at least conservative America, is ready to see Twitter go down in flames, and they're hoping Elon Musk will do it.
Yeah, what can I say? I mean, they silenced Wayne Root, right? I was banned for life. Here's what happened to Twitter, okay? First of all, they shadow banned me and made sure nobody could join my page for 5 years. Once they found out I was a conservative, I had 70,000 fans, and 5 years later, I still had 70,000 fans. I never went up one fan in 5 years, and I was so frustrated. But then something weird happened, Josh. In the 2020 election, you know, where I was everywhere, right? I was very famous, and I was everywhere, and I was defending Trump, and I was on TV, and I was on national radio. And somehow I broke through their shadow ban. Despite their shadow ban, I was gaining, I gained about 90,000 fans in 3 months on Twitter. Ooh. So I was gaining 30,000 a month. And then, right then, Twitter saw that, got scared, and said, you know, Wayne Root is bullseye right over the target, and he's hurting the liberal movement, and he's dropping bombs on Biden, and he's killing us, and they banned me for life. So I went from 70,000 to, like, just about 160,000 fans, and then they banned me, and all 160,000 fans were gone. Just like that. Mm. Boom. Done. So, I mean, nobody would be happier if Elon Musk either sends them to hell with a nice torpedo in the stern or rebrands the company as a social media site for free speech, and Wayne Root's back on and Donald Trump's back on and all the other conservatives who were banned are back on. That'd be great.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't think he's – yeah, if he gets a hold of it, I don't think he's going to tank it. I don't think you probably think that either. I do wish one thing he could do that would change everything is get rid of the retweet button. That would help stop a lot of these insane, super vocal minority leftist groups that put lynch mobs together and go after conservatives.
And by the way, Josh, I don't think he's going to take it over and bomb it. I meant if he's not allowed to take it over, he may destroy it. In other words, if the poison pill may result in a massive lawsuit that will internally destroy Twitter because the shareholders are going to sue because it's not in the best interest of the shareholders to turn down a great offer from Elon Musk. So, inadvertently, Elon Musk may destroy Twitter or he may get a hold of it and make it better than ever before. We shall see. We're on the run. Josh Manning, great stuff. As always, senior news editor, WesternJournal.com. Today's most popular stories are all at WesternJournal.com, including Josh Manning. We'll be back.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.